Nolte, Saturday's Washington, D.C. protest was a big flop. By John Nolte on June 8, 2020. Twitter's blue checkmark mafia and the fake media told us anywhere from 1 million to 100,000 protesters would swarm Washington, D.C., on Saturday. Only 10,000 showed up, which means the experts were only off in the range of 80 to 99%. It's all astroturf, folks. I know the corporate media are doing a pretty good job of convincing news addicts that there's some massive shift going on here, but there's not. It's just a lot of noise. It's just radical, far-left activists mobilizing en masse and colluding with the corporate media to make it sound like something big is happening. That America is waking up, that America is woke. Sorry, no. Neurotic, moral cowards like Mitt Romney and Drew Brees might have been suckered into this contrived moral panic. But as I'll explain below, that 10,000 number reveals so much. So let me see if I got this straight. We just elected a black president for 2 terms. We just brought black unemployment down to a recorded low. There is no one in the world defending what happened to George Floyd. But only now is America waking up to a systemic racism problem? Please. Give me a break. There's no systemic racism in America, and everyone knows it. There's always going to be individual racists in a country of some 330 million. But never forget that there is so little racism in America that the Democrats and media have to fabricate racism, have to concoct all these hoaxes. Remember when these liars told us the Hispanic George Zimmerman, the man who shot and killed Trayvon Martin in self-defense, was a white, racist killer? Remember how demonic media outlets like CNN and NBC went so far as to fabricate evidence against him? Remember the hands up, don't shoot hoax in Ferguson? Remember the Baltimore hoax? Remember how almost every hate crime the media blew up after Trump was elected turned out to be a hoax, while actual hate crimes against Jews and Trump supporters were ignored? And the media and Democrats are still lying about Trump describing the Charlottesville white supremacists as very fine people when he explicitly did not, and explicitly condemned them more than once. All I'm saying that there's so little racism in America, they have to invent racism, and people know that. Anyway, back to this weekend's AstroTurf. To begin with, we have new polling that shows black and white Americans are equally satisfied with their local police departments. In fact, over the past 5 years, black Americans' satisfaction with their local police has jumped from 50% to 72%. But back to the DC protest. What happened in DC on Saturday was such a revealing flop. The Associated Press has gone so far as to memory hole its own expert who told the world to expect 100,000 to 200,000 on Saturday. No joke, the AP actually rewrote the entire piece that had been headlined DC expecting largest turnout Saturday to hide the humiliating estimate. But if you search for the original headline, even though the piece has been updated to erase a prediction that was 80 to 90% wrong, you can still see the prediction. Thankfully, MSN did not delete its expert prediction of 200,000 expected. Social media elites were either hearing that 1 million were expected, or told us to count on 1 million protesters in DC, so that's what everyone expected. They were only 99% off. Think about this. Think about just how big of a flop this was. By Saturday, we had already had 9 days of protests. The full force of the corporate media was using every malevolent power it had to get people to DC, to get them in President Trump's face. The weather in DC was as perfect as weather gets. The protest was held on a Saturday. More than 700,000 people live in DC. Some 350,000 of those residents are black. More than 90% of DC residents voted for Hillary Clinton, and only 10,000 people showed up. And I'll bet a large number of those 10,000 were bustin' from out of town. AstroTurf. In other words, this is all smoke and mirrors. Black Americans are just as satisfied with their local police as white Americans. And on Saturday in D.C., despite an enormous propaganda push, they stayed home in droves to enjoy the weather. So please stop stressing. There is no massive social change taking place. There is no mass movement to defund the police and make white people kneel. This is a deep blue temper tantrum, an AstroTurf campaign to make you feel like you're outnumbered, to pressure and guilt you into joining a majority that does not exist. Yes, Democrat-run cities are now doomed to at least a decade of urban blight. But that's just Democrats getting what they voted for, an inevitability that is not our problem. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.